We're going to be joined now by James Buffel. He is the Oregon attorney, former chair of the Multnomah County, Oregon Republican Party, former candidate for Oregon Attorney General, former candidate for U.S. Congress. Thank you so much, James, for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So we have in Oregon a new rule that criminalizes law-abiding gun owners. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It was passed by a 50.7% vote, and it essentially outlaws all magazines of more than 10 capacity, and it introduces an extremely onerous permit system that's so complicated that they haven't got it built yet. They don't know when they will get it built, but they were eager to require one to get a permit that they weren't issuing before you could buy a gun.
So what specifically are people who own magazines larger than 10 rounds supposed to do?
Well, right now they're okay because some good people went to the Gun Owners of America and others went to Harney County Court in Southeast Oregon and got an injunction against this thing, Measure 114 it's called, from taking effect. So they're fine for the time being, although the state attorney general has run off to the Supreme Court to try and get the Harney County ruling overturned.
So you can still have your larger capacity magazines. And this was...
There's a complicated grandfather provision, which essentially says, well, there's an exemption if you owned it already, but you can be charged with the crime, and then you have the affirmative defense of proving that you owned it before the law went into effect, which really puts the burden on the owner in an unreasonable way.
So then... what were they trying to stop here? Democrats always have a catchy slogan or some kind of an ad with children in it for this kind of stuff. What did they say they were going to do?
It's all about mass shootings. They're convinced that if they make the magazines smaller, the mass shooters will have to change their magazines more often, and then someone is going to be able to rush them and take them down during the magazine change, which is really idiotic.
But help me out here. Because last I checked, criminals never care when you change the laws about anything. They're criminals.
Well, that's true. That's the first round of problem is that the criminals will still use the large magazines. But in this, you know, perfect world that Democrats imagine, or not Democrats, you know, there's a lot of people who think this way. They're very, you know, they're emotional and they're idealistic, and they think if they just pass a law, everyone will conform. And so... Yeah, they don't think about the fact that actually nothing will really happen. It just disarms the good guys instead of the bad guys.
So what should they do? Because that's one thing I will often get in trouble for, I'll admit it. People will say, well, if you don't want that, then what do you want? You never, ever agree to anything. All you ever do is say what you don't want. What should we be looking for them to do?
Well, I represent the National Police Association, which is, you know, concerned about police who think that these kind of laws are obviously unconstitutional. And something like 80% of police believe that if there's people around, good people with guns around, including citizens, the impact of these mass shooting events will be decreased. And so every step we take to make it harder for good people to carry guns increases the risk. You know, and beyond that, you can do what these, you know, if your concern is school shootings, you do what the Israelis did. You make sure that all the larger schools are protected and that there's somebody in the school, there's a good guy with a gun. And then, you know, then they did that for a while, and pretty soon there weren't any more school shootings in Israel. The problem can be solved, but it can't be solved by disarming the good guys.
It's interesting that we have information and proof from other countries that shows that this can actually be, you can do something about this.
Yeah, well, that's true of many, many problems of modern public policy. That whatever they're doing seems to make it worse instead of better, and yet it's obvious that they're going about it the wrong way, you know. And it comes from there's a general philosophy of giving criminals and evil people and all that more rights than the normal people. And so you have this whole protection of people with mental illness on many, many fronts from being held accountable or being, you know, protecting other people from them. There's many, many things that have gone wrong to bring these problems about. And we're not you know, you look at this and people just say, well, the root of the problem is that there are guns. But you can't get rid of guns. The root of the problem is that we're not holding people accountable and solving the problems that give rise to these incidents.
And that's there are a number of things that we know give rise to these incidents. Like this is not an unknown phenomenon to us that we have school shootings, and we also have a corresponding high rate of fatherless homes that contributes to this, you know, the proliferation of violence. So it's not gun violence, yeah. It's violence in general, speaking of people who are raised in single parent households.
Exactly. Is the state, you know, is the state increasing the moral integrity of the population, or is it decreasing the moral integrity? And I think we all know the answer to that.
Well, yeah, we do. So what are we going to actually like see some truth coming through in the way of public policy? Because in Oregon, they can't be immune to the truth that you and I are discussing here, that fatherlessness breeds criminality, that a lot of these mass shooters, they come from homes where, you know, there was no father figure. There isn't anybody there to help them navigate the rocky waters of childhood.
I don't know. I think living here in Oregon, I think the voters are a little more immune to the truth than you think.
So we could definitely stand to maybe get some education going with these voters, because they're
for sure
part of the problem. Their inability to understand what's happening is contributing to useless laws that only empower criminals.
Yeah, and plus there's sort of a total lack of respect for the Constitution that's being encouraged in the schools and everywhere else, you know, because the Constitution was written by people who are a lot smarter and more capable about governing than our modern set of leaders. And, you know, they knew that the model of a society where there's freedom and people have the right to defend themselves and they're used to defending themselves is a more sustainable model in the long run than the sort of dependency, you know, increasing dependency and helplessness and only the government can have guns. Nobody wanted that, and we should be protected against it by the Constitution.
We should be. So this is the National Police Association filing an amicus brief opposing Oregon's attempt to criminalize law-abiding gun owners. The website is nationalpolice.org. Is there anything else you'd like to add here? Because I want to make sure people understand exactly what's going on. Because if they can do it in Oregon, they'll try to do it in Missouri. They'll try to do it anywhere.
They're doing it everywhere. I mean, every gun control measure that's nearly every gun control measure that's passed is stupid, you know. Gun-free zones, the magazine bans, very, very restrictive permitting. All these things make life easier for the criminals and harder for the normal people and make our lives less safe. And it's sad because we now have a government that can't even publish the correct figures about this. John Lott, I think, did a study. Half the mass shooting incidents in 2021 were stopped by ordinary citizens. And then the FBI comes out and says, well, it was only 4% or something like that. And the way that there's so much dishonesty and misinformation out there that people have to work really hard to understand what the truth is, I think.
Yep. And working hard to understand what the truth is actually our duty. So we might feel a little weary, we might be tired. You know, one thing you have to give the Democrats credit for, they know how to just wear you down. You hear the news and you're thinking, that can't be right. And then you hear more news and you're like, that can't be right. You know, the hits keep on coming. So it's our job to just remain vigilant and continue to fight, even in the face of their kind of unrelenting assault on all of our liberties. And guns, it's like the first thing. Even though the First Amendment is about speech, they knew the First Amendment was just crazy enough that the Second Amendment had to be about guns, that you can use a gun to protect yourself from the people who are angry about what you said.
Yeah, and one of the terrible things about the law in Oregon and elsewhere is, you see, the First Amendment, at least years ago, was put up on a pedestal and treated like it was really an important right. And one of the Ninth Circuit judges said the Second Amendment was treated like some senile relative who's cooped up in the nursing home where no one can see them because they're embarrassed about her, you know. That's the way the courts have treated the Second Amendment, and it's just not an appropriate mechanism for interpreting the Second Amendment. Luckily, we had a very good Supreme Court case last summer on this where Justice Thomas said, look, you know, it means what it says, and unless there's some real solidly rooted historical exception for, you know, that is what they meant, we're not going to be inventing new ways to restrict the right to bear arms. But the lower courts are just continuing to defy the Supreme Court at every time they can. It's terrible.
Yeah, and then you have to wait for the case to go up to the Supreme Court. So, I mean, it just, it's a long process. Takes a long time.
And there's so many people pushing back and fighting against the Supreme Court rulings that the Supreme Court doesn't even have time to correct them all. So it's very tough. It's very tough to recognize that we're in real danger of losing the Constitution on all fronts, not just the Second Amendment front.
It's all related. If they can knock down the Second Amendment, all of the others fall instantly. There really isn't any, there's no pushback at all without the Second Amendment. So your work is so vital, so important, and we're so glad that you took some time out on a Friday evening to come and talk to us about this and help us get informed. And so thank you for coming on the show and sharing with us tonight.
You're welcome.
All right. That is James Buchel. He is an Oregon attorney, former chair of the Multnomah County, Oregon Republican Party. And we just think that the work that they do at nationalpolice.org is amazing, and we're very grateful for them here.